Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is October 27th. Andy, how we doing?
Brendan, I wasn't sure what we were going to talk about today. I was just kind of thinking, oh, there's not much going on. I'd been, you know, looking at the Bermuda stuff. I knew that was a story, but then I carved out a little time to dive into the field, and now I know what we're going to talk about. So I'm doing delightful. This is unbelievable occurrence. I don't know who could say when the last time a full field PGA Tour event wasn't full.
Couldn't fill it. Yeah.
Nobody with the access to the stats is going to tell us that.
Oh, no. They're really trying to downplay this and disappear. Our man, Rob Bolton.
Yeah.
Rob Bolton, though, is just, he's shouting from the rooftops. He's the Woodward and Bernstein of this just complete catastrophe for the PGA Tour of these field changes of the WD. Just, and he quote tweets each one. So there's just this like Russian nesting doll of WDs. You can keep going through to see who's the latest to just take a pass on Bermuda. So that, yeah, I mean, we always talk about how there's just a traffic jam of events in so many of these weeks, you know, the LPGA or the there's a whatever, a good Euro Tour, and they overlap, and the, like, I don't know how we've ended up with this absolute dog shit field, and that's it. There's nothing competing this week. I mean, there's no Champions Tour. There's no LPGA. Now, some of this is had to do with the Asia events being canceled. There's no WGC opposite, you know, making this, you know, a full FedEx Cup event field, the Euro Tour, which has just been going a mile a minute, jamming in events every which way they can. I think it's really just the Butterfield Bermuda Championship this week.
What a name.
Do you know what Butterfield is?
No. It's just an amazing name for the event. It's the weakest field, the softest field ever is Butterfield.
I got to be honest, it's windy here. My wires are getting blown around. You look like you're all snowy. I'm getting to every other word. When it gets windy, my wires and my Comcast, whatever, it just, my internet gets even worse.
Don't you have a nor'easter going on?
Is there a Butterfield is a bank, by the way. I thought it was some sort of food product. Hey, can I tell you low-key one of my favorite moments? This is like behind the scenes, relevant to no one or really anything. At Whistling Straits with the Ryder Cup, we were in the bar at Pine Hills, gracious host, fantastic place. And you're striking up a conversation with a patron. And you ask him, like, what do you do up here for work? What's your boy again? And the guy said he worked for Sargento. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, is that like insurance or something like that?
No,
and
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. And you didn't hear what he said.
I thought he said Safeco or something like that.
The guy looked at you like you were asking him, like, he worked for McDonald's. And you were asking him, like, what does that do? Is that a bank? And I just sat there. I was howling on the inside when you talked about how it was insurance or something. We're in Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. And the guy said Sargento. I think you just misheard him, but that was one of my favorite moments.
I think I'm almost positive I misheard him.
Yes.
I then said, oh, the cheese company.
I know. But he thought you didn't know what Sargento was. And I was dying inside. It's like this good Andy moment. Anyways,
I wouldn't want a bank at a Butterfield bank.
Yes. I think it's a local Bermuda outfit, as you'd expect. Anyways, that's your Butterfield. That's the schedule for the week. We have the East Lake Cup going on. If you're into college golf, you know, Golf Channel is doing a lot of
event of the week, because there aren't many events. I didn't know what I was going to pick, but that's the event of the week. The Burley boys are in the title tilt. It's they got the Red River, not the Red River rivalry, Bedlam. Oklahoma State, Oklahoma in the finals.
And then on the women's, they have Oak State and Duke. But yeah, the Burley boys beat up on Pepperdine. Those Malibu softies, the Burley boys took it to them in their bucket hats and whatnot.
They did last year.
No, Pepperdine won.
I thought Oklahoma won.
Pepperdine won at Greyhawk or whatever.
Oh, yeah, they did win.
They beat Oklahoma. Revenge
for the Burley boys. I'm a big fan of the Burley. That outside of Illinois, that maybe might be my adopted college golf team.
Okay. I like it. Maybe we get the NIL thing they got going now. We can get on board with the Burley boys. Start sponsoring them.
I think we could get them. Maybe we should make them some custom T-shirts, some Burley Boy T-shirts from the Shotgun Start. Barry could get on that. Quad Cummins.
The McAllister. Was that Blaine?
Blaine Hale. Blaine Hale was the burliest. He had the biggest trunk.
The Dahlke, Brad Dahlke. I mean, these are Burley Boys that graduated, but yeah, the legacy lives on, I suppose. All right.
I wonder if other coaches go in, see like a Burley boy recruit, and the kid's like, I got an offer from Oklahoma. If they're just like,
like Penn State is linebacker you.
Yeah.
Or like, if you're a great quarterback, you want to go play for Lincoln Riley or something like that.
All right. Well, see you later. It was good to meet you, and good luck at Oklahoma. Like, do they just... they just retreat and say, it's over. We have no chance of getting this guy to come.
It's possible. It's a good tactic.
Like, I want to talk to their coach, because I feel like a lot of coaches would try and make them less burly, but it seems like they lean into them being burly.
Well, their tailoring doesn't help them. I mean, maybe that's purposeful tailoring, you know? They
wear clothes to make them look burlier. Is that what you're saying? Like, most people wear clothes that slim them. Oklahoma wears clothes that make them burlier.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't follow it avidly. Every time, it just seems like they're dressing them up in things that aren't doing them favors. But that's the kind of team I can get behind. The Burley boys. All right. So those are your options. Eastlake Cup, which ends Wednesday afternoon, and the Butterfield Bermuda Championship, which this is in its third year. I think it's like 1-4.
Three too many.
I mean, when this thing started,
I would love to go to Bermuda, you know? Listen, there's nothing on Bermuda. This is a place that I want to get to in my life. It seems delightful. I would love to go there. It just... What's the point of this? Why do we have this late October event in Bermuda?
Well, dude, this came about when we were already doing this podcast, and we were hollering then. Like, did we need another opposite field event?
It's not an opposite field event anymore.
I understand this.
Full points. They're giving out full points. All right, let's get into this. For those that don't know, this is a 132-person full field event. As of right now, there's still a full day of WDs ahead. They're at 127. They're out of alternates. They have nowhere to go. They're done. They've expended the list. There will be roughly 120 players playing in this event.
The alternates who refused spots were Heath Slocum, Carlos Franco, Daniel Chopra, who I thought I saw was
wait,
in the field.
I'm
reading an old alternate list. I mean, you had Frank Licklider II, Olin Brown, Ted Purdy, Jonathan Kay, Tommy Armour III, Will McKenzie.
Some of these guys are in here, in the field.
All right, we'll start with Licklider II, I know is out. Then it goes Kay, McKenzie, Stankowski, Sean McKeel, Jason Gore, Jason Gore, he's a USGA employee. Smiley Kaufman, Omar Uresti. It just goes on and on. The players that refused, Cody Gribble just backed out. The field goes on. Can I just, let's do the clerical stuff. Featured groups to give you a sense of what we're working with. There's no PGA Tour Live this week, as far as I know. Granted, they've got 15 employees or so over there. They're just all playing PGA Tour, you know, between Chopra and John Rollins and the whole lot.
Purdy. Purdy's done.
They could stand up a broadcast real quick with all the employees in the field. Featured groups are Higo, Patrick Reed, Danny Willett, Seamus Power in the featured groups, Dylan Fratelli, Frugal Fratelli's over there. He's going to, I mean, God, this is a bargain deal. This is, you know, you get full points, 3-year exemption more or less. Basically, this is Fratelli bargain shopping right now. Graham McDowell, Nick Watney, Luke Donald, Matt Fitzpatrick, Watney, Donald, Fitzy, and then Brian Gay, Nick Taylor, and Camilo Vajegas those are your featured pairings. I gotta ask you. Let's do your field. So we're down to 127 as it is. Cody Gribble. I mean, part of this is let's talk.
Is about Cody Gribble out?
Yes, he WD'd.
Oh, he was in my game.
I was.
See, I don't even know. The tour's website can't keep up with this. From the tour's tee times.
I was doing this game earlier with a friend of the program, being like, who in this field are you most surprised is vaccinated? Because you have to be vaccinated or do a 14-day quarantine. And I said, I got to be honest, I'm stunned Cody Gribble is eligible on that front. Like, and then within 2 hours, it's like, Cody Gribble, WD. I'm not saying that's why, but yeah, that didn't last. I'd say there's a few. All right, so Gribble's out.
All right, here's the game. Have they had a top 25 on any ranked, like any tour that counts for OWGR in the last 5 years? And by the last 5 years, we're saying the beginning of 2017, because I wasn't going to go through 2016 and do like half years, you know?
Okay.
So have they had a top 25 on any tour, any accredited tour, in terms of world ranking points? Champions Tour doesn't count for world rankings points because of many things, but they don't enforce the rules, number one.
So, I mean, we're talking
2017.
China, Latino America,
Asia, some of the Latin Alps America. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Any of these.
All right.
You ready for this? These are players.
My internet is so bad. This may be our worst internet ever, but continue. I'll try to hear it all.
Kevin Stadler.
No. Top 25, no.
Incorrect. He had a T23 at the 2018 Rust-Oleum Open. That's his only top 25 since 2017.
That's like in Illinois or something, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Max Homa might have won that year.
I don't think that exists anymore, but go ahead.
All right. PGA Tour Live superstar, PGA Tour Live star, John Rollins.
I mean, I'm going to say no, I think, to all of the... John Rollins? No.
That is correct. He has only made 4 cuts in the last 5 years.
Oh, my God.
All right, next up on our hit list. I mean, we're talking about a top 25 on any... This is a top 25, not a top 10.
All right. There's one grouping that might as well be from like 2008. I think it's Rollins, J.J. Henry, and Jonathan Bird. That's a threesome. That's a three ball. Henry, Bird, and Rollins, that could be plucked straight out of 2006.
Henry is like a legit player in this field. that's where we're at. All right. Ted Purdy.
Ted Purdy? I mean, I'm doubtful. I'm skeptical. No. Has he had no?
That is incorrect. He did have one. He had in 2017. He finished T23 at the top, the Puerto Plata Dominican Republic Open on the Latin American tour.
Oh my God.
That event was won by TK Kelly, friend of the program.
Hey, so why can't they fill the field with these dreamer, like guys who are like have a chance to maybe have a career in something? I know the Corn Ferry Tour season hasn't started.
I've asked this question. I tweeted out that I believe that you could fill four college teams. So teams of five, you could fill four of those teams of five guys from this field that would not be able to make the cut, the 36-hole cut at NCAAs. Probably wouldn't be able to qualify for NCAAs, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt there. And I had somebody that was very in the know about college golf and pro golf, who's intertwined in the two of them, said that this is absolutely a correct take.
All right. I like it. That's a good it's a good framing, good context. I like that.
All right.
All right.
Olin Brown Sr., 62 years young.
I'm sorry.
You are correct. Do you know how many events, how many PGA Tour events how many PGA Tour events Olin Brown has played in since 2015?
I don't know.
Two.
I was going to say, how many eligible... He hasn't had probably many eligible starts on anything. He's not playing, like, developmental tours or anything like that.
All right. John Merrick.
I'm going to go my first yes. I'm going to say yes. Maybe, like, L.A., Riviera. He played well there before.
Actually, he's had two in Bermuda.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, maybe he's a fantasy sleeper. Fantasy sleeper.
He's had a couple others, too. He's had like four. I was like, he's done it. You know, another guy I researched was the Dutch boy, Ricky Barts. He's like a superstar. I kind of.
Compared to the.
Yeah. I mean, he's a machine at Safeway. Top 25.
Sure. Your colleague, the Dutch boy. You guys did a broadcast, of course. All right.
All right. Jason Bone.
I mean, who famously told the crowd to suck it at the 16th hole at Waste Management. That's his moment of like glory of the last 10 years. It's when he did the like DX suck it gesture. I mean, that's what he's been most notable moment. 5 years? I'm going to say yes, that he got hot at some opposite field event, Puerto Rico, shot like a 62 once and snuck it in. No?
You are incorrect.
Oh, God. God. 5 years, top 25. That's a pretty wide net.
On any tour.
Yes, on any tour. That's correct.
Like, I have to keep disclaiming this. Any tour. All right. Parker McLaughlin, the great chipping guru. Who was it that he was?
Oh, it was Nordqvist, who was putting from everywhere. The women's at Carnoustie. Anna Nordqvist claiming, oh my God. I was like, are you sure you want to be touting that? She just putted from everywhere off the green. Forgot about that. what developmental tour? Yes. I'm going to say he got one on the one of the lower tours.
Didn't get one on one of the lower tours. He got one.
Oh,
he got one, God. The 2018 John Deere.
Oh, I was going to say Palm Springs.
I think it was a John T13. Deere. I didn't write it down, but I think it was a T13.
All right.
Cody Gribble.
Gribble, who just WD'd. He won the Sanderson, the real fall classic. I'm watching the Astros get crushed. The real fall classic.
In 2016.
I'm going to say yes. Yes. He was on tour. He had
So I think he had a T13 or T12 at the Sanderson in 2019. Okay. He had two in 2019. Or he had two total in the last 5 years. One 2019 Sanderson, and then one, which is, I'm going to say, doesn't really count as a top 25. He finished 13th or 14th or 17th, something like that, in the 2017 Tournament of Champions, which is a 30-person field.
That's fair. That's a good point. I think that shouldn't count, the 30. Like, I mean, come on.
All right, so Daniel Chopra.
Ah. Danny Chops. We had a lot of intel sent in about Danny Chops over the years.
Former FedEx Cup number one.
I'm going to say yes. He picked something up on you know, some lower tour.
I'll yes. say this was the surprise of the how big of a heater he was on in the 2017 and 2018 on the Asian tour. 2017. So okay. 2018, his most recent top 25 was the 2018 Indonesian Masters.
Oh, sure. I mean, then, he's a world player.
The most recent one after that was the 2017 Indonesian Masters.
Oh.
And he had then the Cacao Open. He had the Chitimacha on the Corn Ferry Tour.
Yeah.
The Columbia event on the Corn Ferry Tour, and then he had one other Asian tour, top 10, and there. So that was the game. That's the guys that I included in the game. And
I love it.
These are the guys that jumped off the page to me, but like, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, like, the guys that like didn't make the game were Arjun Atwal. You know, no offense to Jason Duffner, but he hasn't really been playing much golf lately.
No.
David the Hitman Hearn, Andres Romero, John Senden, D.A. Points, Johnson Wagner, J.J. Like, these are guys in the field still. Like, how's J.J. still playing? Like, it's just absurd. So I had a question. It's football season.
All right.
What's the equivalent of a made cut in terms of like a football play? Is that like getting back for a running back, like getting back to the line of scrimmage, no gain?
Like a made cut?
Is it a 2 yard gain?
A made cut? I think it's better than that.
What's a miscut then? What if you miss the cut? Is that like a 5 yard loss?
I mean, missed cut is unequivocal failure. Like, it is absolute failure. Now, like, I guess, like, it gets a little more subjective in football. Like, clearly, like, a loss of yardage is failure. Incomplete pass is failure. I don't know. It's like
an incompletion is good.
Yeah.
If you're a Bears fan.
I mean, running, like, the 2 yard route when it's, like, third and five, that's failure. Miscut. That's hard. That's hard to find a one-to-one answer. I would say it's like,
I figured a running back was the easiest one to do the comparison off of.
Sure. Yeah, maybe it's like falling forward for 2 yards, or, you know, just missing your cutback lane. I don't know, but gaining positive yardage.
It's my point of this is that we've got dozens of completely washed up, old ass shit golfers that are just muddying up the PGA Tour. This is a PGA Tour event.
I mean, it's like a little like winning the NFC East last year at 7-9.
No, it's not even that. These guys haven't been relevant. There's two dozen players in this field that haven't been relevant in 5 to 7 years. Some of them 20 years. Olin Brown.
62.
Is 62 years old. He has played two events on the PGA Tour in the last 7 years.
So, I mean, real talk, this is a complete catastrophe for the PGA Tour, that they can't fill this field, that
it
they have
it's
this.
It's full FedEx Cup points.
And points, and you almost get almost the equivalent of a 3-year exemption, given that we're having it in the fall. Like, This is a total embarrassment. It's like a Mickey Mouse deal. Like, the fact that they are filling it with, like, I mean, some of these guys who just got through Q school feel like better options than even the alternate list they were beginning with. And just, like, find guys. Put them in there. I know you have all your, you know, Byzantine order and all that reorder and all that and status. It gets tricky, but, like, just do it. You got to fill the field or just don't have the event. And I think, like...
You know what? Whose event this is the opus for?
Who's that?
Brad Frisch. This is all about the dues-paying members.
That's true. If you're not paying a member, we still don't want you. Like, we still will just take less of a field. I mean, part of this is they were in Japan last week. I don't know if anybody made that trip who was in Japan is also in this.
Kanaya didn't make it.
Part of it's the vaccine deal. Like, golf media just doesn't seem to want to provide that context at all. Like, I think that's has to be mentioned here, right? Like, you saw Charlie Belgian, like, saying these people are Nazis, requiring people to be vaccinated on his Twitter account a couple weeks ago, the Bitcoin boy. That's clearly an issue, right? I mean, I don't want to get into that too much, but, like, I don't know that I trust the tour's numbers. Whatever they were telling us at Memorial, that this amount of people are vaccinated. Like, at the Ryder Cup, the rumors were that the U.S. team was dramatically on... The percentage were dramatically low, like less than 20%.
They're saying 85% of the tour is vaccinated. Are you saying that that's not true?
I don't know that they're lying. I'm skeptical.
Seems like
of that
you
number.
might be able to fill a full field if that's the right number, right?
Based on what I heard at the Ryder Cup, and those guys are like leaders of the tour. Like, man, it seems like very few. And now you got guys who are. I mean, why is Paul Stankowski turning down an opportunity to play?
Well, it's
why
expensive.
Is Cody Gribble
Here's
doing
the
that?
Other thing: it's expensive to get to. The guys at the bottom of this list do have to, like, weigh, like, am I going down there? This is going to cost them a good penny to get down there. It's not Alabama. That's the thing. It's a little bit. There might be some credence to the old I'm not going to play the Open because it's expensive. Take the Bermuda Open. Might have some validity to that when you get down to some of these names. They haven't cashed a check in a long time.
It's such an opportunity to pull like a Martin Trainer special. Like the field is just diminished. You get hot and you have a job you can shoot 85 for the next 2 years. I don't know. I mean, it's just not that that's going to be a highly lucrative endeavor, but you have a chance to really, I don't know, earn some points, some money, some status, like something. I don't know. It seems like Fratelli, you're bargain shopping. I don't know. But apparently it's expensive to get there, like you said. It's an embarrassment for the tour. Now
let's talk about the positives.
Yeah.
There's every guy that got his card this year is in the field, and they all have a golden opportunity.
Guscheski.
Lots of young guys.
David Skins. Those guys. Yeah.
Nick Hardy. You know, young guys like Nick Hardy, Beto Pereira, who's been lighting it up. Like, these guys have a huge opportunity to get themselves into, you know, prime position in the FedEx Cup, you know?
Yep.
They could, like, you win here and you're pretty much like, you got your card for 3 years and you're going to be in the FedEx Cup, you know, playoffs. Like, that's the thing. It's an absurd thing that this exists, but it also presents an opportunity where, like, in a regular PGA Tour event, let's just say half the field's not playing well, right? Half of this field that actually has a chance, like, really, like, only probably 70 guys in this field have a chance, and then half of them are going to play bad. So this is like a 35-player event if you're playing good. And the task of beating 35 players versus 70 in a regular PGA Tour event of players playing well, like, is seems very manageable. I feel like if I was playing in this event and a PGA Tour player that is a legitimate PGA Tour player, I'd be like licking my chops. Thank God.
Right.
This is a great opportunity for me to win, especially if I haven't won before.
Right. It's an absolute
Now, yeah. Should this opportunity exist with the same amount of of points? Maybe, you know what? I gotta say, man, I'm taking a full turn. For the guys at the bottom rung, this is their WGC event, the free points bonanza.
Well, this is Peppy Peter's argument. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Here's your free points. This is what it is. Like, if you have a clue where your golf ball's going this week, you're making the cut and you're going to get free events, free points.
Well, this is like John Huggins' trade unionist line, right? This is for some of the rank and file to get their points. Yeah, this is a Peppy Peter. You're a sympathizer now with the opposite field. So one thing in that same vein, since this creation of this event, it's been just an absolute bonanza, hotspot for a couple SGS favorites to refine their careers again. We have Brendan Todd and Brian Gay. And I want to know who amongst the field, we've talked about some of these at the lower run of the field, but who could we see like this SGS rejuvenation? It's a favorite of ours. Find success. I mean, I thought the Dutch boy was a solid option. And now you're talking to me like he's a superstar amongst some of these guys. Dutch boy would be fantastic. Ricky Barnes. I do think it could be a chance for your Kevin Tway will win five times
of this prognostication. Is a great chance for Kevin Tway.
He'll get back on his horse. That prognostication. Five win Kevin Tway could find some life in this one. I don't know. There's an opportunity here for a real SGS favorite, as we've seen with Brian Gay and Brendan Todd the first 2 years out. Do you have anyone else?
Let's just take the young guys out of it, right? We're talking about rejuvenation here.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to see one of the original golf boys rejuvenate his career? Slow-ass Ben Crane.
Oh, God. Who doesn't want? I mean, who does?
That's a worst-case scenario.
I mean, that's so dirty. They put John Pack with Ben Crane,
yeah,
and Jason Bone. I mean, I really wanted to watch him, but not the other. Interesting. Okay,
Tommy Gainey went on tour. Maybe it's time for the Solicitor General to get his reboot.
Fell on hard times. It's in Polk County.
I'd love to see the PGA Tour spin the Gainey story as a feel good story.
What a moment, Tommy Gainey. He's been to the depths and he's crawled his way back. Yeah, they could spin that. They could spin anything.
How about this? How about real talk? Here's a real one. Here's a real one. The Wizard, Ted Potter Jr.
God, I was looking at him earlier. Another one I was surprised was vaccinated and ready for the call. I know nothing about Ted Potter's beliefs.
Dick Johnson?
No. No. You think he's going to win? Or could win?
Who knows?
Has he been playing golf competitively?
Who could say?
Ted Potter could be one.
I can't even pull him up on OWGR. I can't even pull him up.
Who? Dick Johnson?
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of them. You got to sort through all the different Richard Johnsons. Yeah, it's an interesting event. I can't believe
he had top 25 last year.
30 plus minutes on it already. But that game was fantastic. It would have been a good one and done opportunity. All right. You have anything else on the Butterfield Bermuda Championship?
Dick Johnson's been pretty good at Korn Ferry Tour level. You might want to watch out for him. This is effectively a Korn. He's had some glimmers of hope. Pretty good, he's had like four top 25s in the last 5 years. that's the barometer.
Frame of reference. All right, I just wrote him down. Maybe I'll put him in my DFS lineup. I mean, so this is on 1-4 on Sunday. How many people watch this as opposed to NFL on Sunday? Halloween, Sunday. Do you think people are falling into
Are
the
we
Bermuda
doing a podcast? Do we need to?
Oh, God. I don't know. TBD. TBD.
We got Halloween costumes on Friday.
Oh, yeah. I was brainstorming. We'll have our annual SGS Halloween costumes.
Michael Sims is in the field.
Oh, yeah. He's in it every year.
Here's a question. Let me float my college golf theory real quick to you. Let me just float you a lineup. We'll put Michael Sims on the team. We'll say Olin Brown Sr.
Come on.
I'm gonna put the Dutch boy on the team.
USAM champ.
Yeah. I think he was a Haskins Award winner. Give you the Dutch boy, and then we'll say Michael Kim. And
Michael Kim, the one who won at John Deere with the all-time putting week and then was never heard from again.
Yeah. And so that's four. You got four players and John Rollins. That's your fifth. Can they could they compete? Could they make the 36 hole cut? Not into match play. Just make the 36 hole cut, which I think goes from 30 teams to 16 or so at the NCAAs.
You're talking about 2021, 2022 NCAAs.
Yeah.
Against the players that are on those teams right now.
Yes.
No. No. I
didn't even roll into the barrel. This is the point of the take. I didn't even take the five worst. I can stash away the Olin Brown. The Ted Purdy, the Jason Bone. I can have one of those on six teams. Kevin Stadler. It's unbelievable how bad this field is. I can't get over it. I won't get over it. This is the worst, maybe the worst field of all time.
I mean, it really is an opportunity for Fitzpatrick or what's Patrick Reed doing here? Why is he here?
I'll tell you what he's doing there. President's Cup points.
Yeah, I was about to say he's got to be an auto qualifier for Charlotte, Quail Hollow.
What if that's his game plan this year? He just goes to all the small events and just beats up on people
for the Pres Cup points. Never again will I be left for a captain's choice.
Last year was it 9 of the top 10 players of the world played at Riviera?
That sounds fair. Sounds close.
I think it was 25 of the top 30, 9 of the top 10. So roughly around those numbers played at Riviera. That event gave out 500 FedEx Cup points to the winner. And this event will give out 500 FedEx Cup points to the winner. How about that?
But that one, you get a 3-year exemption, elevated status, right?
This one, you effectively get a 3-year exemption.
Right. You do. Yeah, that doesn't really hold water. The purse is preposterously high. I think it's over 6 million.
Did you see the Will Gray tweet?
Yeah, what was it? What did he say? It pays to go? It's increased from 4 million the first year to well over 6 million by its third year, I think. So the weather doesn't look particularly friendly either. I think there's supposed to be horrible thunderstorms, at least before, early in the week. I don't know.
Here it is. Bermuda purse up year over year from 4 to 6.5 million. So players still making some solid coin this week despite the weak and shrinking field. 1.17 to first, 708,000 to second, 448,000 to third, 266 to fifth. 10th place gets you 177,000. 17th gets you 105,000.
17th gets six figures? Unbelievable.
I'll tell you what. This is one thing I will say. It's good work if you can get it.
Yes. It's good. It pays to be a member.
Why this guy's grind for 20 years.
All right. That's your Butterfield Bermuda Championship preview. That's a throwback episode. Really going deep on the Butterfield. News, the new amateur rules are out there. I don't have a lot to add. It's kind of expands what they, I think they'd already done for the college players sort of adopting somewhat of the NCAA NIL rules. Amateurs, you can accept prizes up to $1,000. There are no restrictions on NIL stuff. That you could have a restriction based, you know, a local competition rule based on the size of logos, things like that. You can't provide instruction. You still have to apply for reinstatement. And, you know, you can't, you know, you can't be a pro. You can't join a PGA. You can't be, you know, given a ton of lessons for money, things like that. So, you have any reaction to this? I mean, it's like, it's opening it up beyond the college guys. I don't know if there's, you know, mid-am demand for NIL and things like that. But a lot of jokes.
Everybody can get paid.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody can get paid. Maybe we'll get in the market for it. SGS-sponsored amateurs. So
what would we give them? Bratislava sweatshirts?
Yeah. Coffee, Bratislava sweatshirt. Maybe a Scott Pelley. We don't have any of those, actually, lying around. That's right. We sold out. So, all right. That's it. You have anything else for this Wednesday episode?
I don't think so.
This is the worst
anything.
My Wi-Fi has been. I cannot believe we got through this. We will be back with Halloween costumes. Annual favorite of the audience. I think we'll hopefully have some good ones. Pull some obvious ones, some obscure ones together. We'll be back with that to close out the week. Everyone enjoy the Butterfield, Bermuda.